Hey, Pop, what are these newspapers doing all scattered all over the floor?
I shampooed the rug.
You did not. You threw those papers on the floor trying to get to the comic section.
Well, if you knew, why'd you ask me?
I didn't ask you to ask. I asked to tell you that I don't want these papers scattered all over the floor.
Why don't you go in the kitchen and have your breakfast?
That's a very good idea.
Oh.
There's no breakfast in there.
I know.
Then why'd you ask me if I wanted to eat?
I didn't ask you to ask. I asked you to tell you there wasn't nothing in that eat.
What's the matter with you, man?
Didn't you read the paper?
No, what happened?
Look here. Lucy stole Linus' blanket and hid it in Snoopy's doghouse.
I'm glad you told me. Now I won't have to watch the 11 o'clock news. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hey, Julio, what's happening? Oh, look, did your sister and your nephew get here? Well, they did? Well, sure, come right on over. Oh, okay.
Julio's sister and nephew here in town?
Yeah, but he didn't seem too happy about it.
Well, you can't blame them. They're Puerto Ricans.
Pop, why are you so prejudiced against Puerto Ricans?
I'm not prejudiced. It's just with me, it's America first, Watts second, Harlem third, and Puerto Rico comes in somewhere around 19th or 20th, just before Beverly Hills.
Come in.
Hey, Lamont.
Wow, man.
Mr. Sanford, I got trouble, man, and you are the only one that can help me.
I'm the only one that can help you?
That's right.
Well, you in bad trouble.
Say, what's the matter, Julio? Is there something wrong with your sister or your nephew?
Oh, man, yeah. You know I got two sisters, right?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot that my older sister is allergic to goats, man. She can't stay in the same house with Chico.
Oh, wow, that's a drag.
Yeah, man. Not only is the house filled with the goat running all over the place, man, but it's goat hairs all over, man. Yeah. So my poor sister, man, last night she couldn't sleep for 1 second, man. She's exhausted. So I was wondering, man. I mean, you know, maybe... Well, I mean, I know you ain't got much room, but... You think maybe just for one night, you know, so my sister and little boy could sleep?
Hey, man, we got plenty of room.
Oh, man.
No, we don't. No, we don't. All our rooms are filled.
What?
All our rooms are filled.
With what?
Air. I'm having my... And Julio, I'd appreciate it very much if you would leave, because you're standing in a spot where some fresh air ought to be.
Oh, man.
Hey, Julio, my home... It's your home, brother.
Oh, thanks, Lamont. That's great, man. Listen, I'm going to be right back. It's only going to be for one day. Thank you, man.
Let me tell you something. I'm only going to tell you this one time and one time only. I don't want any Puerto Ricans living in my house.
I understand that, Papa. See,
I don't want any Puerto Ricans living in this house.
I understand that, Papa. See who?
I don't want any Puerto Ricans living here in this house.
I know that, Papa.
I don't want any Puerto Ricans living in this house.
Look, man. I promised Julio I would help him, man, and we are.
I don't care
help him.
Who you promised something.
Here he is, Lamont.
Oh, get this telephone.
Where should I put it?
You mean to tell me you want to leave the goat here?
Well, yeah, just overnight until I get the place cleaned up. You know, that's all.
And then what you going to do with it?
Well, I thought maybe...
I tell you, we going to bury him. I don't want no goats and no Puerto Ricans living in this house.
Would you wait a minute?
Wait a minute!
Julio, take the goat back to your house.
I knew I could count on you, son.
And bring your family here.
Up to zero.
Oh. Thank you, Mr. Sanford. Vente, chico. Vamos pa casa. Vente, vente, vente. Thank you, man. That's great.
Oh. Oh.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, it's all right, son.
No, come on. Tell me. What's wrong?
No, I don't want to bother you this time. Really. I got a rare disease, son. The creeping cucarachas. Yeah, really. See, it's a lot of blotches, but you can't see them because they're up under my skin.
Why don't you stop?
See, and they creep up under your skin. Uh-oh, there's one now. See, it's creeping up around my wrist. And it's moving on up my arm to my elbow. Hold it. Stay. Stay. Down, boy.
Look, now, that's Julio and his sister and his nephew, Pop. Now, try and be nice to him, okay?
I'll do the best I can, son, but these creeping blotches is moving from my elbow up to my shoulder, and my shoulder bone connecting to my brain bone, and I might get a brain blotch.
Carlota, este es mi amigo Lamont. Lamont, this is my sister Carlota and her son Roberto.
It is indeed a pleasure.
Hello.
Y ahora este es el papá de mi amigo, Mr. Sanford. Mr. Sanford, I want you to say hello to Carlota and her son Roberto. Hey, Roberto, say hello to Lamont and Señor Sanford.
Hey, Roberto.
Hello, Lamont. Hello, Señor Sanford.
Buenos tacos.
Buenos tacos.
Hey, you thought that was funny, huh?
Well, you see, Mr. Sanford, we don't...
He'll love this one. Adios, bratos.
Hey, Julio,
yeah.
Tell your sister Carlotta that I'm glad that she's here and my home is her home.
Wow, that's nice. But Carlotta dice que aquí en esta casa tú puedes estar como si estuviera en tu propia casa.
Ah, sí.
Sí.
Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Oh, mi María, ¿cómo te estoy de suerte?
Oh, no, 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 look, no, you don't have to do that.
Hey, listen, now you stay out of this. This lady's a guest in our house. Get them papers over there, honey.
Hey, Julio, look, tell your sister Carlotta that she doesn't have to do any cleaning or cooking because my pop, see, he does all the housework. Tell her that.
Right, great. Mira, Carlotta, deja eso quieto, mija. Mira, lo que aquí en esta casa, el papá de él es el que limpia y lo cocina y hace todo.
Ah, ¿sí?
Sí.
Ay, pero eso no es trabajo del hombre. Eso le toca a la mujer. Ese es trabajo de las mujeres.
Sí, pero parece que en esta casa es la mujer.
Hey, Lamar, what'd she say?
How would I know who you think I am, Ricardo Montalban?
My mama say to clean is the work of a woman, not the man. And Tio Julio say, in this house, you're the woman.
Oh. You tell your uncle, in a minute, he'll be a woman.
You smell that? Now that is what breakfast is supposed to smell like.
Eggs, onions, coffee, peppers with butter. Buenos tacos.
Hey, look at this, Pop. Carlotta's cleaned up the room and she's already started breakfast.
What do you mean, she cleaned up the room? Why are you jumping to the conclusion that she cleaned up the room.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Am I supposed to assume that you came down in the middle of the night and straightened it up? Or am I supposed to assume that the living room fairies came by and did it?
No, no. That would be too hard to swallow with this in your mouth.
I wish you would.
Oh, buenos dias.
Yeah, bony knees to you.
See, please. I hope you like the meal.
Oh, we'll love it.
No, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Hey, Pop, if you don't eat that, you're going to insult Carlotta.
My doctor's got me on a strict diet. No garbage.
Don't you stop it.
Listen, that stuff stinks. I ain't asked her to fix it, so don't expect me to eat it.
Hey, man, why don't you dig yourself?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Oh, no, another one.
Come on, Beto, we gotta sign you up for school, man.
Hey, how long they gonna be here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Carlota's husband is moving here, so I figure we better get Roberto signed up in school right away, you know? They might be here a long time.
A long time? Here? In this house?
Well...
Oh, it'd be a pleasure.
Hey, you really mean that, Mr. Sanford?
Certainly I mean it, certainly.
Hey, man, that's nice.
As long as she cleans up the house and cooks for Lamont, my house is yours. So, since my house is yours, hurry and get to your windows and your floors.
Here you go, Pop. Here's something for the inventory.
Let's see. One tire, no white wall. Small hole in it. Got about 4 miles left on it.
Okay, I'd say $2.
Wrong. Here you go. One custom design gorilla swing. For your Aunt Esther, $25.
All right, what about this?
Oh, let's see. One tuba. Two valves missing, one don't work. It's made out of brass. Let's lift it up, son. Let's see how it's out there. Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
$5.
Wrong again. One flower planter, reminiscent of John Philip Sousa.
You stop it. What about this radio, Pop?
One radio, 1940 vintage. Let's see. Good condition, $15.
Hey, he's not here, Roberto, but come on over anyway, buddy. Now, what's the matter, man?
Where's Uncle Julio?
Well, I think he went shopping with your mother, but how come you're not in school?
No, no school, no school. I hate the school. No more school.
Hey, man. Hey, look, don't cry. Only babies cry.
Oh, Señor Sanford.
Sí.
They should not return to here now.
Oh, they'll be back soon. They went down to school to speak to the principal.
The principal?
Yeah, the boss of the school.
Boss of the school?
Yeah, chiefo of the brat hole.
Gracias.
It's all right. Listen, why don't you do something to take your mind off Roberto, like the laundry?
The laundry?
Yeah, the laundry. See, whatever the problem is, Lamont will take care of it, because he's smart. He can answer every question on Hollywood Square.
Question? Ask the pregunta.
Pregunta? No, you thinking of the newlywed. See, when a woman get pregunta...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what happened?
I know it's not right, Julio, but that's just the way it is, man.
Well, What happened?
¿Qué pasa, Julio?
Bueno, porque Berto no habla inglés bastante bien. Lo ponen en una clase con un muchachito de 8 años, imagínate.
¡Ay, bendito!
Adiós. What happened?
Yo no soy un niñito.
No, pero tienes razón, un muchacho. No, si es verdad, porque ¿para qué están en
el muchacho?
¡Hold it! ¡Hold it!
¡Hold it! ¡Hold it! Now, we have to start speaking English here. This is not the unemployment office, you know. Now, what happened?
Well, what happened is that Roberto can't speak English fast enough, so instead of keeping him in the fifth grade where he belongs, they put him back to the fourth grade.
I am not stupid. I do not want to be in a class with babies.
That's right. He's right, Lamar.
I know that, but that's the way the school system is here in L.A. Julio, the principal said if the students can't keep up, they have to put him into a younger grade.
I can keep up.
But not in English.
I'll get it. Come in!
Oh, excuse me, but are you still open for business?
Of course we're open for business. You see us with the stuff in the sale and everything. But...
Well, I was looking for an old lamp.
Welcome to Lamp City.
Oh, this is just what I want. Oh, is it for sale?
My pop told me when I was a little kid, everything's got a price.
Meet my son, $25.98.
Oh, my, you sound like quite a businessman.
Well, you don't think I own all this by being stupid, do you?
No, of course not. Well, how much do you want for the lamp?
$20.
I beg your pardon?
$40.
I'll give you $20.
Sold.
What you do? You sold it? My lamp? It is the lamp I studied with at night.
Hey, Roberto, ¿qué es eso? ¿Qué tú estás diciendo?
What's the matter with the lamp? What does he mean with the study?
You want me to be a doctor, no? So at night I study. I have no eyes to play the baseball.
And you had no teeth to eat with.
Well, surely there are other lamps in this house that you can use.
They are no good. This one is the right one.
Roberto, cierra la boca.
¿Qué es lo que pasa, Julio? No,
there is a better light at the light store, but it costs $30. Now I have no lamp, and you don't have $30 to buy me a new lamp. I would fail in my studies. I would never be a doctor.
You may never be 11.
Oh, you poor little child. Here. Here's $30. Now you buy him that lamp.
Uh-huh.
Study hard. Little doctor.
Pero qué pasa, Julio?
No sé, pero parece que la cosa se arregló.
¿Y ese muchacho, por tanto?
Hey, you know, that's pretty smart of you jacking up the price. Like that. You're nice, amigo. Give me $5.
No, give me $10.
Give you what?
Give me my $10.
Your $10?
Si, my $10. You were only going to get $20. I got you the other $10. It is my $10.
You know, you got a good head on your shoulder. You want to see it on the floor? Hello. Yeah. Huh? Just a moment. It's for you, senor.
For me?
Yeah, and talk fast, yeah? Because I don't like my phone hung up while I'm doing this work.
Yes? Wait, please, too fast. One moment. Senor Sanford, please.
What?
It's the school where is Berto. I do not understand.
Hello. Oh, that was the boy's Puerto Rican mother and my personal secretary. Oh, yeah? All right, I'll send over.
What is wrong? Is Berto hurt?
No, he's just been suspended.
Suspended? What is suspended?
Thrown out. Kicked out. Adios from school.
My Berto?
Yeah, you'll have to go over there.
Go? I don't know how to go. Senor Sanford.
Please, don't get no chili on my shirt.
What did I say? I don't know how to go. Senor Sanford, you will take me, please.
Now?
Yes, now, please.
No, I got to finish this work, and then I got to do some things in the kitchen.
Please.
And after that, I got to look in here and see what dear Abby said about teenage petting.
Please.
Well, okay, then. Get your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Very good. Ask them to come in. Your mother and a Mr. Sanford are here.
Why you call them? I know how to go home.
We can't send you home without a parent.
Roberto,
Roberto, ¿qué es lo que pasa contigo? ¿Por qué tú te estás portando mal? La escuela es muy importante.
¿Qué dice?
Vetatas como un niñito pequeño. Yo ya no quiero volver más aquí. Vetatas como un niño pequeño.
Bueno, me dice.
No, 8.
Fernando, who you think I am, Fernando?
No voy a volver.
Señor Santo, what happened now?
What happened? What did the kid do?
He simply refuses to go into the fourth grade. He insists he's smarter than the fourth graders, which I have no reason to doubt. But, well, because of the language barrier, he can't keep up with the fifth grade.
What he say, Señor Sanford?
He said, Roberto El Dumbo.
Ay, bendito!
No, I didn't. I said the teacher is unable to teach him.
See, the principal O says El Ticho is the Dumbo.
No, I didn't.
But listen, if the teacher can't teach him, then you should put her back in the fourth grade.
Mr. Sanford, most of our teachers don't speak Spanish, and the government won't provide funds to hire extra teachers who do. It's unfortunate, really, because in the younger grades, many of our children are Spanish-speaking.
Well, that's stupid. Here's a kid that speaks two languages. He's smarter than the teacher, and he can also sell lamps.
So,
well, why doesn't the government provide funds for this?
I don't know. I imagine they have other things they consider to be more important.
Now, what's more important than giving a kid a real good education?
Mr. Sanford, I respect what you're saying, and believe me, I wish I could do something to keep Roberto in the fifth grade.
But you can. Why don't you stay, have school, and tutor him?
Mr. Sanford, I can't do that. I'm the principal.
Forget about the principal and take a little interest. This kid needs help.
All right. All right, Mr. Sanford, I'll do it.
Right.
Mr. Sanford, you're quite a man.
Hey,
and you're
too.
An asset to this community.
You too. You too. Listen, if you ever want a piece of junk, stop by my place and pick out what you want.
Thank you very much.
Preferably a tall Puerto Rican named Julio.
Go ahead. Ask me that question again.
Johnny has 4 apples. And Mary has 3 bananas. Johnny gives 2 of his apples to Mary. Here, Mary. Mary gives 1 banana to Johnny and eats 2 herself.
Oh, no, let's see that.
Well, so long, Pop.
So long, son. I'll be leaving in a few minutes myself.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, look, don't forget now. Carlotta invited us over for dinner tonight.
Oh, I won't forget.
Okay. I wish you'd tell me more about that job that you got down to school.
Oh, well, it's just a little job where I help the kids on a daily basis.
Well, with what?
Well, I mean, you know, leading them in the straight and narrow and pointing them in the right direction.
And they pay you for that?
Well, not much. It's helping the kids is more important.
You know what, Pop? I'm proud of you, man. I'll see you later.
Okay, son.